Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. 5 murder charges, 31 tanks, 31% of adults, and 54 years ago, and still going strong. We'll explain all those numbers, and then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, 5 police officers in Memphis, Tennessee, charged with the murder of a 29-year-old black man, Tyree Nichols. He was pulled over for reckless driving, and it ended with Nichols hospitalized in critical condition and dying 3 days later. A grand jury indicted all 5 police officers, all of whom are black. Memphis has a population of 630,000 people, 2/3 are black, and it took a while before residents knew who the officers were who did this. One resident who finally saw the officers on TV said, "I was waiting for their faces, and when I saw all black policemen, how could you do this?" Yesterday, we talked about the United States sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, along with 500 armored vehicles. Now we have footage of President Biden on March 11th, 2022, not even a year ago, saying this.
"The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say. That's called World War III.
Seems like we're getting a little bit closer. Where do most adults get their news? On social media. The third largest social media platform where adults get their news is Twitter, 14% of adults. Then YouTube, 25%. And number one is Facebook. 31% of adults get their news from Facebook. The only social media platform that is increasing in how many users get their news from the platform is TikTok. In other TikTok news, Republicans are trying to ban it, led by U.S. Senator Josh Hawley. Among others, Trump led the charge when he was president, trying to ban it. Why? Because it's controlled by the Chinese Communist government. It's clearly a propaganda tool against you and your children. You can follow me on TikTok at, no, I'm just joking. I don't have TikTok. Lloyd Morissette has passed away. Back in 1966, he was talking to some friends about how his 3-year-old daughter was mesmerized by the television. And he wondered out loud if he could put anything educational on there. 3 years later, November 10th, 1969, the world was introduced to Sesame Street. Lloyd was the co-founder, and he passed away at the age of 93 in San Diego. Bill's message of the day, next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day.
According to an Emerson poll, 58% of Democrats would very much like to see Joe Biden be president through 2028. Yes, the Emerson poll is often wrong, but I think it's safe to say a majority of left-wing Americans like the job the president is doing. That means they approve of the open southern border, a record amount of narcotics being smuggled through that border, food prices up 10% on Biden's watch, the embarrassing exit from Afghanistan, a man who has no regrets that stash classified documents were found in his garage, and on and on. All good, as the cliche goes, no worries. It is true that Joe Biden has anxiety under control because he doesn't care about solving problems. He says the border is secure, and that's that. Meanwhile, the 6 million foreign nationals who have come across the border since Joe's been in office wonder what an unsecured border would look like. Most presidents of my lifetime have at least tried to fake it. Jimmy Carter attempted a military operation to rescue Americans being held hostage by Iran. Bill Clinton signed a law that forced welfare recipients to try to find work. Donald Trump revitalized a depressed military. So, what's Joe Biden's big win? Nothing. That's what. Yet, millions of Americans are down with nothing. They seem to approve of chaos and failure. They embrace the political abyss. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Charles, trying all gun crimes in federal court makes perfect sense. Many local jurisdictions simply do not enforce the law and are lax in protecting public. However, progressives in the White House and Congress will never permit such a reform. True. Going to have Democrats out and Republicans across the board to get that passed. I don't even know if Republicans would do it. They had plenty of opportunity in the past. They have not done. Al, on a message board, as long as left-leaning governors and mayors allow the black drug gangs to operate, the drug wars resulting in mass shootings will continue. That's true, but it's not just the black drug gangs. They allow cartels. They allow, there's not a lot of white drug gangs in the urban situations, but they're in the rural areas pushing methamphetamine. And they're all getting away with it. Paul Cranley, the key argument reduces to this question. Is the president damaging the country through ignorance or with intent? If it's ignorance, why is he not surrounding himself with true experts, not woke ideologues? Biden is not even at the level of being able to select anybody to advise him. He's not even there. Durgan, Bill, I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies while I went to the military. I'm sure Biden took a similar oath. Here I am, 78 years old, decorated veteran, watching all of this stuff, especially the border, and feeling there's no recourse. I am completely powerless. Not completely. I mean, you can get involved and make your voice heard, as you just did, Durgan. But, you know, there's 330 million of us. Unfortunately, we're going down as a country, I believe this, because of the poor education system. People can't think anymore. They don't want to think. It's hurting us big time. But I wouldn't, you're not powerless.
In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 3 years ago this week, doctors in Wuhan, China, began treating patients who had high fevers and severe fatigue. Hospital workers believe the victims were suffering from the flu. Officials in Beijing quickly realized they were dealing with a new kind of virus, one that killed at rates five times higher than influenza. COVID-19 had arrived. Here is the story. Chinese researchers traced the bug back to a live food market. Others believe the pandemic began at an infectious disease laboratory located 1 mile from that market. The Communist Party immediately moved to cover up the outbreak of COVID. They deployed the military to isolate Wuhan and the surrounding area. Folks were forbidden from leaving their homes, entering public buildings, even shopping for groceries. Soon, more than a billion people in China were ordered to stay inside the largest quarantine in history. It did not work. Beginning in late January 2020, COVID spread through air travel to Milan, Italy, London, England, Madrid, Spain, and New York City. The World Health Organization backed Beijing. On January 29th, the group released the following statement, quote, China's actions help prevent the spread of coronavirus to other countries. We are very impressed and encouraged by the Chinese president's detailed knowledge of the outbreak. We thank him for averting a global pandemic and catastrophe, unquote. Well, that was just garbage. Okay? Now, whether they did that intentionally, the WHO, I don't know, but it was fallacious in the extreme. 3 years later, COVID has infected at least 800 million human beings. 7 million of them are dead, including 1.1 million in the USA. And here's something else you might not know. To this day, no one knows the real situation in China. According to Beijing, just 5,000 Chinese people have died from COVID. Global health experts believe that figure is closer to 5 million. So the Chinese continue to lie about this, and I think they will forever. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.